Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. With the 4-H year just beginning, and we're off to the races with a great year so far, the Lego Club is scheduled to start September 23rd. This will be an after-school club, times to be determined by what works for the kids who sign up. This will be held in the Hamilton County Courthouse basement. It's open to ages 5 through 12-year-olds. It costs $20 if you are not a 4-H member, and it's free to 4-H members. You can contact the Hamilton County Extension Office at 643-3416 to sign up. Each week, kids will be given a challenge with a tub of Legos, and they will have an hour to build whatever this week's challenge is, and then prizes will be given for different categories of the challenge. This is something that will be for anybody ages 5 to 12, and the challenges will be age-appropriate. So if you have a child who's into Legos, please sign them up. The Hamilton and Jefferson County Ag in the Classroom Adopt-A-Classroom is open now. Adopt a classroom for $100 or make a donation toward the 25-26 Hamilton and Jefferson County Ag in the Classroom activity supplies. Checks can be made out to Hamilton County Ag in the Classroom or Jefferson County Ag in the Classroom. These donations will be accepted until October 1st. All donations will be used. You can either adopt an individual classroom or they can just go towards supplies for the project as a whole. This is a great way to get kids in the community to learn about agriculture. The Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce Food and Brew Fest is scheduled for February 21st of 2026. It's going to be brand new this year. We're starting from the ground and starting all over. If you are a potential brewer or just would like to be on the planning committee, we are open to suggestions on how we can make it a bigger and better event and hear from the brewers or food vendors kind of what they think we should do or shouldn't do to make it bigger and better. It's been great for the past several years, but we want to mix it up a little, but we want everybody who's going to be involved to really help with that. The Hamilton County Fall Festival was held 2 weeks ago, and the Hamilton County 4-H did great with their float. It was the hit of the parade this year, and their float, which the theme was Neighbors Helping Neighbors, so the 4-H float said, Hamilton County 4-H supports Neighbors Helping Neighbors by spreading seeds of kindness. The float depicted a huge garden with lots of flowers and vegetables growing on the garden. Kids were all dressed as either gardeners or scarecrows, and they walked and handed out seed packets that had corny little sayings on them like, if you care at all, you join 4-H, or let us tell you about 4-H. We handed out over 400 seed packets with Sweet Tart flavored candy canes attached to each one, and there was also a sheep dressed as a scarecrow that went with the float. We won the Chamber of Commerce Chamber's Choice Award, and we also won Best of Show for that float. So the kids had a great time making the float and walking in the float, and it was a great parade for this year. Some other things that are coming up in the near future, October 7th, there will be an international night. This is sponsored between Hamilton County Home and Community Education and 4-H. This year's spotlight country is South Africa, and we will have a speaker from Carmi, who is from South Africa, and their family will be speakers. The 4-H Club set up displays, and their judging on those will be at 4:30, and then they will be open to the public at 5:30. You can go from country to country sampling food and looking at their posters that each 4-H member made about their country. This is open to the public, and there is no charge. Once again, that's October 7th, open to the public, beginning at 5:30. Once again, Hamilton County 4-H will sponsor a haunted trail out at the disc golf course. This will be October 18th. There will be a no scare, which will be right at dusk, and then the scare will start as soon as it gets dark. And that is open to anyone who would like to come through. It's $3 for no scare and $5 for the scare. And if anybody has great ideas and likes to help with haunted trails, we would love some help with that. This is a great time to take your kids out, enjoy an evening of this beautiful weather. Also, 4-H Achievement Night is going to be scheduled for October 27th. This is a way of recognizing the kids for all their hard work from the past year. This year's theme is the 4-H year is off to the races, and this will be a horse racing theme, and the kids usually have a great time with the theme. So that will be coming up on October 27th. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.